Hey, it's Gabe. I want to recommend a podcast I think you'll enjoy called What Could Go Right. On What Could Go Right, the hosts, Progress Network founder Zachary Carabel and executive director Emma Varva Lucas, sit down with expert guests to discuss the world's most pressing issues. They look back at how far society has come and look forward to what it will take to achieve a brighter future. If you're looking for a weekly dose of optimistic ideas from smart people, listen to What Could Go Right wherever you get your podcasts.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello, welcome to This Day in History class, where we flip through the book of history and bring you a new page every day. Today is July 21st, 2019. The day was July 21st, 365 CE. An earthquake off the coast of Crete triggered a tsunami and was likely part of a larger sequence of seismic events that caused destruction in Peloponnesus, the Greek islands, Sicily, Libya, Cyprus, and Egypt. There was no way to measure earthquakes in the 4th century, but since then, scientists have estimated the quake's magnitude to have been at least 8.0. The earthquake, which happened in the early morning, destroyed almost all the towns in Crete. Areas of land in Crete were lifted by at least 30 feet or 9 meters. The city of ancient Philosarna was uplifted so that its harbor could not be used anymore. Researchers at the University of Cambridge carbon-dated corals on the coast of Crete and determined that a quake lifted them 33 feet or 10 meters in one push. That meant that there must have been an earthquake in a steep fault in the Hellenic Trench near Crete. The Hellenic Trench is a linear depression that forms the boundary between the Hellenic tectonic plate and the African plate. The earthquake and subsequent tsunami were blamed for destruction in the Nile Delta and on other coasts in the Eastern Mediterranean and for the death of thousands of people. Roman historian Ammianus Marcellinus described the destruction that the earthquake and tsunami caused. Slightly after daybreak, and heralded by a thick succession of fiercely shaken thunderbolts, the solidity of the whole earth was made to shake and shudder, and the sea was driven away, its waves were rolled back, and it disappeared, so that the abyss of the depths was uncovered and many-shaped varieties of sea creatures were seen stuck in the slime. The great waste of those valleys and mountains, which the very creation had dismissed beneath the vast whirlpools, at that moment, as it was given to be believed, looked up at the sun's rays. Many ships, then, were stranded as if on dry land, and people wandered at will about the paltry remains of the waters to collect fish and the like in their hands. Then the roaring sea, as if insulted by its repulse, rises back in turn, and through the teeming shoals, dashed itself violently on islands and extensive tracts of the mainland, and flattened innumerable buildings and towns or wherever they were found. damage in the eastern Mediterranean in 365 CE was widespread, leading researchers to conclude that the July 21st earthquake was not isolated, but part of a series of local earthquakes that might have included major events off of Cyprus and between Sicily and Libya, in addition to Crete. These seismic events may have happened in such a short period that historical accounts regarded them as a single event. In fact, historical and archaeological data suggest that the 4th to 6th centuries was a period with a lot of seismic activity in the eastern Mediterranean, which may reflect a reactivation of all plate boundaries in the region. Debate continues over whether ancient accounts of the July 21st earthquake describe a single regional catastrophe or represented the conflation of several quakes that occurred in the 4th and 5th centuries. The disaster was recognized as a day of horror in some archaeological sources. While some researchers have said that the 365 CE disaster led to the split of the already declining Roman Empire 30 years later, others have said that the earthquake was not the cause of any major cultural change. I'm Eve Jeffcoat, and hopefully you know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. And if you'd like to follow us on social media, you can find us at TDIHC Podcast on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Come back tomorrow for another tidbit from history.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.